Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grahn. This morning with me in the studio is Mindy Terrell. She is the Executive Director of the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Good morning.
Great to have you back in here. You have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Where do you want to start?
Well, I'd like to start with our big promotion that we're doing throughout the month of February called Shop Local, Shop Chamber. And this is a sweepstakes where for every chamber store that you shop at, you can turn in their receipt and get up to 25 entries in our Shop Local, Shop Chamber sweepstakes. We do weekly drawings for five winners to win $25 chamber gifts. Gift certificates. And then at the end of the month, our grand prize is going to be $250 in chamber gift certificates. And those are good at over 200 chamber members throughout the Pontiac area.
And those chamber member businesses sell a wide variety of things.
So. Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're talking everyone from Big R and Ace Hardware to Donnell's to BDI Plumbing to Mediacom to Lily's, Route 66 Kites, Charmed Boutique, County Market, Frontier. So, you know, any of the places like that that you spend money at during the month, you have a receipt, you can turn it into us. There's a lot of ways to do it. You can check out our Facebook page and get all the different ways you can enter. You can fax it, email it, mail it to us, or just drop by the office. So lots of it's a pretty easy contest to enter, and the prizes are pretty darn good.
Now they can see you at 210 North Plum Street, correct?
Absolutely.
844-5131, right?
Yep.
Now what's next on our list right now?
Well, tonight we're having our first business after hours of the year. It's being hosted by Mojo's Magic and United Way. So that's over at 214 North Main Street. It's from 5 to 7. There's no charge whether you're a member or a non-member. So everyone is invited to come. And it's just a couple hours of socializing, having a good time, you know, some appetizers, some few things to drink, and, you know, just a really wonderful time. So come on by tonight at 5 o'clock.
Well, good news. That sounds like a lot of fun. So you've got a big list of things to talk about. What do we have next?
Well, we have our annual banquet coming up. That is on Thursday, March 10th. And with that, we are accepting nominations right now for our Business Person of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, and Agri Business Person of the Year. Those nominations are due by February 19th, so we're looking for people within the community. In those various areas, you know, that are really committed to Pontiac and the betterment of the community. So you can contact us at the office and we can email it out. We can mail them out. You could stop by and pick them up. So again, the number 815-844-5131, or we're at 210 North Plum Street here in Pontiac.
You guys have been doing that chamber banquet for years. Do you know how many years exactly?
You know, I don't know, but I can tell you that the Chamber is in its 99th year, and we are getting ready to celebrate our 100th year in 2017. So we are looking for people to become involved in the Chamber as volunteers on our various committees and in our ambassador program. And one of the committees we're going to have is our 100-year celebration committee. So anybody, you know, who's part of the chamber and wants to be part of that committee, call me up and we'd love to have you get started on that. We have a couple other committees that are very key to the chamber. That's going to be, we're going to look at our membership, our dues, our benefits, everything we offer as a chamber. We'll be evaluating that. So we're looking for people there. We also have an events committee, and then we also have committees around our golf event and our parade. So if anybody wants to be involved and help with the Threshermen's Parade, I am more than happy to talk to you. That's going to be a big event. That's a big event, and we need lots of volunteers for that.
I hear it is a major undertaking, and it takes so many people to make that happen every single year.
It does. It always takes a lot of people. And, you know, and people get tired or they've moved on. You know, they want to move on to new things. They, you know, want to spend time. So we're always looking for new volunteers for the Threshermen's Parade.
Now, when you're looking ahead to the 100-year celebration of the Chamber, what do you have in mind? What's your vision? Is it just a big, huge blowout? Is it a twice as long parade for the Threshermans? What do you personally have in mind?
You know, I'm not sure yet. I know that I want to do multiple things throughout the year to celebrate our 100-year anniversary. I think we need a big blowout. I think, you know, working on, you know, the parade and making that bigger and better. You know, but just really celebrating the heritage of the chamber. I mean, 100 years is a long time. That's pretty exciting. So we're going to be going through our archives and looking at what we have, you know, from the 30s and the 40s and the 20s and up through today, and, you know, see what kind of story we can tell about the chamber. So I would be looking for quite a few different events. I want to do more than one thing.
That sounds like a lot of fun to just plan, if nothing else, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Get the juices flowing.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we're looking for people who are great event planners, so.
Very good. Now, you have another program that's about to start for the chamber. Can you tell us about it?
We do. We're very excited this year to partner with The Biggest Loser on the community challenge that they are doing. It's going to kick off on February 29th, so there's still a couple more weeks to sign up. You go to www.biggestlosercommunity.com to sign up. And you can be part of the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce group. And we're looking for more teams to join. You can join teams of four for $100. So it'd be $25 a person. It's an 8-week challenge, and you're going to get information from Dolcet, from previous Biggest Loser participants. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We at the chamber office have a team signed up. And I know we have quite a few other teams in the community, so we're looking forward to getting people involved.
That came at such a great time of the year when you're making New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And people are like all gung-ho to make this happen. So that best of luck to you guys for that. Now, there's a lot of different things that happen with this. I know there's online activities, there's group challenges, there's things like that. Can you explain that any further at all?
We don't have too many more details on that. Really, you know, we kind of have the same information that's up there on the website. But you will be getting, you know, you'll have a personal account. There will be weekly challenges. You get to sign up for kind of a mentor. There's a couple people that you can pick from as a mentor, and they're going to be the person who's, you know, sending out notes and things to you during the challenge. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
What does the winner get, the winning team? Is it set up by community, or is it set up across the nation of everybody?
It's a national winner, but we are looking at doing something special for the team that does the best in the Pontiac area.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Chamber gift certificates.
Probably. Awesome. I like to give out those chamber gift certificates. You know, I don't know that everybody realizes that on the chamber gift certificates, the chamber doesn't make any money. In previous years, we have sold more than $65,000 worth of gift certificates in 1 year, which is an amazing total, because that is money we can say absolutely was spent here in the local community. And in talking to some of our neighboring chambers, we really sell quite a large amount of chamber gift certificates compared to what some of our neighboring chambers are doing. So we can be really, really proud about that. And I think when people are buying those chamber gift certificates, they can be really proud that they're supporting their local community in such a fantastic way.
Go Pontiac.
Woohoo!
Yeah. All righty.
That's right. Go Pontiac.
That's been a lot of information, but let's break it down. If they have any questions about any of the things that you've been talking about today, they can call you at
815-844-5131.
Or stop by and see you at
210 North Plum Street here in Pontiac.
Very good. We've been talking with Mindy Terrell this morning. She is the executive director of the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's been a great time.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.